This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll talk to two players who will play for Team WHL in front of their home fans next week in the CIBC Canada-Russia Series. The red-hot Tyler Steenbergen of the Swift Current Broncos and Moose Jaw Warriors forward Brett Howden will join us in moments. We'll also recap the WHL Cup this past weekend in Calgary, where Team BC captured the title for the first time in 5 years. That's a little bit later. First up, is anyone hotter in the WHL than Tyler Steenbergen? He is blowing away the goal-scoring race. He's chasing some history, and oh yeah, he is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. He joins us on the line from Swift Current. Tyler, did you ever imagine that you could have a start like this, leading the league in goals as you lead the Broncos there to that top spot in the East Division?
Obviously going into the season, I probably would have laughed at you if someone said I'd have 21 goals in 11 games, but you know, obviously I'll take it, and it obviously makes it a lot better being the top team in the East right now and having a 9-1-1 record.
I mean, that line that you play on has been lighting things up. Tell me more about Alexei Heponiemi and Glenn Gaudin and the trio and the damage you guys have done.
I mean, Hepo, he's the playmaker on the line. He's the one that has the puck on his stick all the time, and he's given me and Gaudin unbelievable passes. He knows where we're going to be before even we know where we're going to be. And then, you know, Gaudin, he's the juggernaut on our line. If we didn't have him, he creates a lot of room for myself and Hepo. And, you know, I think he's the biggest part in our line's success so far. I mean, me and Hepo have more points, but I think he's the one that really runs our line and gets us going every night. And he's our captain, so we always want to fall back on him. And, you know, we were a line last year too, and I think that's been one of the biggest parts when we've built off our chemistry from last year, and it's been nothing but great so far.
You know, media types like to, you know, talk stats and milestones and numbers, and you're chasing a pretty big one right now, the fastest to 50 goals in the WHL. And these records, Tyler, aren't supposed to be touched back from the 70s and 80s. Bill Derlego did it in 27 games. Ray Ferraro back in the 80s did it in 32. You're on pace right now for 27 games for 50 goals. Have you thought about that, and how much of an accomplishment would that be if you can rub shoulders with some of these names?
I haven't thought about it at all. You know, we have team goals set out for ourselves, and that's what we're trying to focus on right now. And you know, obviously those records are there, and but you know, again, at this day and age, it's pretty hard to accomplish. So obviously, I want to keep going the way I am, but you know, I'm bound to hit a slump sometime. And you know, obviously, when that time comes, we still want to be winning, and that's our main goal right now, is to get into playoffs as soon as we can and you know, make some noise and hopefully make a run for Memorial Cup.
Your head coach, Manny Viveros, was on the show last week. He talked about the CHL ranking and the hot start, but he warned, we're not getting caught up in this. Talk to us in March if we're still, you know, in the conversation. How much has Manny been a calming factor for you guys as you try to just continue the pace that you've started?
He's been unbelievable. You know, ever since he stepped in last year, he's been great for us. He puts unbelievable systems in for us to do, and you know, in the end, it's our decision to execute it. And you know, obviously, he's putting in the work for everyone. He cares about everyone on the team. He's an unbelievable guy. You can go and talk to him about anything. And you know, again, back at the CHL rankings, again, we don't care about that right now. Our main focus is playoff.
You're listening to the WHL This Week radio edition.
When that comes, and if we're still there, we'll be flying by that time.
Named a Team WHL. In fact, I think your trainer Butter broke you the news there on a bit of a feature you guys were doing for the website, so that's pretty cool. But to be on that team and to play at home, the folks in Swift are probably going to have a great time with this game, and you're going to be center stage. What does that mean to be playing this one at the iPlex?
It's unbelievable. You know, it was nothing but excitement for myself when I found out. And, you know, obviously I know what the fans are going to be like. They're going to be on our backs straight from the get-go, even though it's not the Broncos playing. And, you know, obviously getting named to the Team WHL, it's probably the biggest honor I've had in my career so far. And, you know, obviously it's nice, but at the same time, we want to show our stuff. And obviously those two games we're going to want to win, and we're going to want to win big, but the experience there will be unbelievable for myself. And, you know, being able to do it with Butter and Manny, It's going to make that experience better for myself.
And finally, this has you on the radar here for Hockey Canada and the World Junior Selection Camp, Tyler. Have you ever thought about playing with Hockey Canada, playing that Canadian jersey at the World Junior Hockey Championships? I mean, you got a legitimate shot here all of a sudden.
Yeah, obviously, you know, everyone dreams of that when you're a kid, but you know, I didn't really think about it too much at the start of the year, and now that it's here, I'm still trying to go about my business and not think about it because I don't want to change anything the way I've been playing. And obviously, lots of people are asking about it, but whatever happens, happens. If I do get the call, then that'd be an unbelievable honor for myself, and to wear the jersey would be pretty special. But other than that, you know, we just want to focus on our team right now and winning games and, again, making it into March and making some noise in playoffs.
Okay, one last thing I wanted to ask you about. What's a Steenburger? What's on it, and how do I get one?
Well, you'll have to come down to the iPlex for sure, but got some bacon, lettuce, and ketchup on it. Pretty good flavors to it.
I heard it's a hot seller there as well. Tyler, a great start for you. It's going to be awesome to represent your team and your home city there coming up. Team WHL and the CIBC Canada-Russia Series. A great start to the season. Keep it up.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
This is the WHL This Week, brought to you by Warrior Hockey.
The Moose Jaw Warriors are fresh off a long U.S. road trip, and as the club gets settled back at home, they're building Mosaic Place. It'll be the venue for Game 1 of the CIBC Canada-Russia Series Monday, November 6th, before Game 2 in Swift Current the next night. James Gallo spoke to Team WHL alternate captain Brett Howden.
How excited are you for this series?
Yeah, I'm very excited. You know, it's a great chance to kind of show the Canada staff what you have and what you have to offer. And it's also a great chance to you know, play with different guys during the season and you know, kind of have that different kind of a different atmosphere in the room. Kind of changes things up. So it's very exciting.
The last time that this series was in Moose Jaw, your brother played in this hockey game. So for you, is this something special? Not only because your brother played in it, but for the fact that it's in Moose Jaw, and you pretty much grew up in Moose Jaw. It was kind of your second home.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, last year it was pretty cool having it at the Rogers Centre there in Edmonton and the new building and everything like that. But, you know, to have it back at home and, like you said, having Quentin play in the Subway Series in Moose Jaw, it's pretty special. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to playing that game in front of our fans.
Congratulations, Brett, as well. You were named an alternate captain for Team WHL. What kind of responsibilities do you feel that comes with?
Yeah, thank you. It's obviously a big honor. You know, you look at the guys down the list that have been named, you know, it's pretty special. And, you know, it's every guy coming from each team is a captain or whatever on their own respective team. So, you know, it's like I said, it's an honor, but it doesn't change too much. Everybody's going to be leading in their own way. And, you know, there's going to be, you know, 23 or however many guys are as leaders on the team.
Talking with Brett Howden about the 2017 CIBC Canada-Russia Series. For a guy who has played a lot of international hockey, can you describe to fans how the pace picks up in a game like this?
Yeah, it's noticeably faster. Everything is so quick, and you know, the speed is just up a couple notches, and you know, the physicality, everything is just kind of bumped up. There's so much energy in the game, and you know, the Russians are always a tough team to play, and they always bring their best every night. So we're really looking forward to it.
What's the scouting report on the Russians?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to Z and Oleg about that, kind of see what they have kind of planned up. But, no, they're a hardworking team, always have been. You know, they also got that gritty style as well as lots of skill. So, you know, we've got to be looking out for both of that. And, you know, it should be a really fun game.
Team WHL being put together by a number of players from across the Western Hockey League. And one thing some people always question is chemistry, but Brett, you guys have played together on a number of occasions, so chemistry really shouldn't be an issue, correct?
Yeah, that's one of the things that's pretty cool about this team that's been put together. Everybody's knows each other, or everybody's played together at some point down the line. So I don't think the chemistry thing will be a problem at all. I think you know, it might take a couple shifts to get that quick chemistry back, but it won't take long. And you know, by the time the second game comes around, I think everybody will be feeling really comfortable.
Lastly, Brett, Warriors head coach Tim Hunter is the bench boss for Team WHL. What would you tell the other players about the expectations that Tim has of his players?
Well, I think you know, some guys know for sure they played for Tim at the World Juniors, and You know, he just expects hard work every shift. You know, nothing less than that. It doesn't take any skill. It doesn't take any brains. Like he always says, it's the one thing that everybody can do every shift. So if everybody's working hard and giving it their all and, you know, just trying to do the right things, he'll be happy with that.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The Western Hockey League announcing to date a total of 364 WHL graduate players have been awarded WHL scholarships for the fall semester of the 2017-18 academic year. The 364 awarded represents the highest total for the fall academic season in WHL history, improving on the mark of 355 set in the fall of 2016-17. This year, 238 of the 364 scholarship recipients are furthering their education at universities in Western Canada, with 132 of those playing Canadian university hockey at the youth sports level. WHL scholarship recipients are enrolled this year as full-time students at 69 different post-secondary institutions throughout North America. The WHL Cup belongs to Team BC.
Shepherd stays with it. Watson tipped. They score! British Columbia wins the Western Hockey League Cup in overtime.
In a gold medal overtime thriller against Alberta, Ben King, a prospect of the Swift Current Broncos, deflected home a shot for the OT winner. Pandemonium ensued as BC captured its first tournament title since 2012. Team BC's Peyton Mount, prospect of the Seattle Thunderbirds.
It feels great. You know, the boys are just really happy we came out the W. Going into OT in the intermission, we're just trying to stay positive and just try to get that goal to win it.
As for the OT hero King, he says they had a certain OT mindset.
Just keep possession. Pretty much if you have possession, you're going to be the team scoring the goals, and turned out well for us.
BC goaltender Dylan Garand was in goal for the win. The Kamloops Blazer prospect says overall it was a good tournament.
It's a great experience, you know. You learn a lot of things every day, and going to take that back to the rest of the season and for the rest of our careers, and it's going to be a good time.
On the runner-up side, Team Alberta's Jake Neighbors post-game.
There's a lot of skill in this tournament to play against such high-end players and to play with them. You meet a lot of new guys in your own team and even guys that you play against. And it's an amazing experience. It's something I'll cherish for the rest of my life, and not the outcome I wanted, but I'll look back at the memories, not the results.
Alberta had won 16 straight games in the event going back to 2012 before BC's victory. Earlier, Manitoba captured the bronze medal in a 4-2 victory over Saskatchewan. Hey, and that's the show. I want to say thanks to James Gallo and Moose Jaw for his help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.